This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome, Easy Organic Gardening listeners. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, biocontrol specialist, horticulturalist, gardener, insect and worm farmer, entrepreneur, and Dr. Busklady. It's a pleasure to be with you again. My guest is the heroic but tireless, the amazing Mason Weaver, director of the Oklahoma Regional Food Bank. And he's with me this hour to share his story about he and his organization helped to feed 675,000 people in Oklahoma. That's a lot of food. Before I ask Mason to join me, though, I want to take care of a little business. I hope that you've by now either received a copy of our new Arbico Organics Summer Grow With Us catalog, or if you want one, I'm more than happy to have you go online to www.arbico-organics.com. That's Arbico-organics with an S.com to make sure you get an order, to place your order for your free catalog. You can always give us a call at 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-SOS-BUGS, and one of our specialists will be glad to take your order. By the way, we also have an e-catalog version, so you just go to our website and click on catalog, and you can either download that or just peruse right through it. It's amazing. And there is a free $10 off coupon that you can use toward any of your next purchases, so be sure to take advantage of that. Our lines are going to be open during the show, so if you have a question that you'd like to ask Mason or myself, please feel free to give us a call at 877-300-7645, 877-300-7645. And if you're listening to a rebroadcast, you can always send me a question at drbuglady@arbico.com. That's drbuglady@arbico.com. One last little thing, be sure to take a look at our Arbico Organics Facebook page. We love it when you like us, and you can always follow me at drbuglady on Twitter. And now I would like to ask Mason Weaver to join me. Hi, Mason. How are you doing today?
Hi, Sherry. I am absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. I want you to know something. My mother was born in Oklahoma, so I have a little Okie blood in me.
Well, that's excellent. That means that you're able to withstand extremely hot, windy summers.
That's absolutely correct. And living here in Tucson, Arizona, we certainly have our fair share of hot and dusty and windy.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
It's like a dust bowl here. So, listen, I am just amazed at what you are doing. I had no idea of how, I mean, this is really interesting. We have some states where people are really in trouble in terms of where they're going to find their next meal. But before we get into this, let's hear a little bit about your background and your own personal story and how you came to become involved with this amazing organization called the Regional Food Bank.
Well, sure. As a kid, I very much was in the garden a lot. I spent a lot of time with my dad growing up, composting. We had a big garden in the backyard. I lived in suburban Oklahoma City, and I took a lot of pleasure in being the person who got to take the bowl full of vegetable peelings and eggshells out into the backyard and put them in a compost pile. And I think it's definitely carried through to me as an adult, because probably one of the things I like doing the most that we get to do is composting, and especially composting with kids. I'd always gardened. When I met my partner Megan in college, and one of the things we found out we had in common was that we both grown up gardening. We moved after college. We moved out to a rural area here in Oklahoma and gardened a little bit and had some successes and some failures, as young gardeners often do. We moved away for a while. I moved to Dallas for a while and was doing some other stuff there and doing some healthy living stuff. And sort of along the way in that, I figured out that The stuff that I've been eating wasn't very good for me, and that I should probably think about losing some weight. I got in my early 20s up to being very, very heavy, and like extremely, extremely heavy, and figured out along the way that I probably needed to change what I was doing. So during that process, I found myself doing some healthy living education stuff. And when we decided we wanted to move back to Oklahoma, this posting at the Regional Food Bank came up. You know, I was familiar with the organization. I knew about the great work they had done, you know, my whole life. And I was really excited to get to be a part of that. And so I spent my first about year and a half at the food bank as a nutrition educator. And so I just go out to our after-school programs, and I'd talk to kids about just healthy eating, and we'd make recipes, you know, all very much with, you know, being cost conscious, about the kinds of things that you're making with low income kids. So I sort of naturally transitioned after that into, taking over a gardening program after the person who'd been the director before me left. And so we've sort of rolled those two things together. So now, we're running our gardening program, but then we're really running it as an educational program. So when I go out to after-school programs now, or when we have field trips with public school kids that come out now, we do things that are really fresh food education using the garden as a tool. So when I garden with kids, our sort of long-term arc of the impact that has in the student's life isn't that I expect this kid to grow up and, you know, be a market farmer or to grow up and, like, run a greenhouse. What I want is for them to get engaged in fresh food and to have the information that they need to make good, healthy decisions as adults. You know, if you look at the statistics, it's pretty sobering. There are about 23 million Americans that live in what are called food deserts, which your listeners may have heard that term in the last couple of years. But it's basically a low-income area that has limited food access. And so that means that there's not a good grocery store that they can go to, where a lot of people who live in food deserts mostly shop at, you know, the dollar store or a gas station. Because they either don't have transportation or the transportation they have is unreliable. And so they're relying on things that are really outside the traditional grocery store, that has, you know, fresh vegetables and dairy and meat, and they're buying prepackaged products. And that can lead to some really unpleasant long-term health issues, especially if you're living in a low-income situation. And 6.5 million of the people that live in food deserts are children. So it's really important for us to make sure that kids have the information that they need as adults to make healthy decisions. I feel like that's a lot of what we do at Urban Harvest.
Well, you have quite a mission to accomplish, because this is an enormous undertaking. This whole idea of food deserts, we briefly touched on it in the show, but I think that you're very correct that this is an increasing situation where people do not have access, as you're saying, and they're going into, I'm not against dollar stores. I've even shopped there myself for, you know, for certain things. It's just that, you know, you can't survive on, you know, packaged, you know, prepackaged noodles, soups, and, you know, all kinds of interesting things that get put into cans and whatnot. People just need to have that access. So, golly gee, we've got a lot to cover here. And one of the things that I'm so glad is that your program is really doing an enormous service to so many people. It's just extraordinary to think that you provide 90,000 meals. You know, you provide enough food to feed more than 90,000 people each week. And as you said, about a third of them are children. We're going to take a quick break right now, and when we come back, we're going to get to hear a lot more from our wonderful guest, Aunt Mason Weaver. And so for those of you who are listening, don't go away, because we're going to learn a whole lot more about what's going on right here in our country and food.
help with pest control. Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. And with me is Mason Weaver, the Urban Harvest Director of the Regional Food Bank of Oklahoma. And they are doing some amazing things. Welcome back, Mason. I'm so glad to have you on the show. I don't even know how you have time to be with me today because you are on a mission. You are so busy. And your mission is fighting hunger, feeding hope, which I really love. And the other thing that I really love is that little quote, you said, "We view fresh food education as empowerment for positive decision-making and self-determination." And that's really beautiful because we're right there behind you in terms of that philosophy. So let's talk about, we sort of got to the place where we were discussing food deserts. How does your organization make these deserts become oases? How does it work? Tell us more about the organization and what you're actually doing.
Sure. Well, there are a couple of different things. Well, there are a lot of different things that we do. Organization-wide, last year, the Regional Food Bank put out about 47.9 million pounds of food in 53 counties in central and western Oklahoma. We get food donated to us from retailers, from wholesalers, from individuals who do food drives at their business, their church. And we also get a lot of product donated from manufacturers. We bring that food in, and about 30% of it gets processed in our volunteer center. Last year we had about 47,000 different volunteers that came through our organization that helped process, repackage this food so they can go back out to people who need it. We, like most food banks in America, just operate through what your traditional food pantry system is. So, in the extra room at a church or in like the youth group building, in a community center, there's a food pantry set up, for people who need food assistance to come get it. And in the state of Oklahoma, a large majority of the food that gets distributed, like that comes from us in our service area. And we have more than 1,000 partner agencies and schools, in central and western Oklahoma. So a lot of that food comes, through our traditional food pantry system. We also have a program called the Backpack Program, which is our Food for Kids Backpack Program. That is where on a Friday afternoon, a chronically hungry elementary school student gets a backpack that has food for them to eat over the weekend. And these aren't kids that, occasionally miss a meal. These are kids who most likely don't have anything to eat in their house between school lunch on Friday and school breakfast on Monday morning. We're serving about 15,000 of those kids every week. We're in something like 477, something like that, schools. And this year alone, we added almost 2,000 children to that program. And we have a ton of other programs. We do senior feeding. We do senior home delivery. We have our school break feeding program where students come and can get meals when school is out. We do summer feeding, which is basically like the school lunch program, but during the summer. We also run our Kids Cafe sites, which I interact most directly with. These are like after-school programs that we provide food to so the kids can have a place after school to come work on their homework and have something to eat before they go home.
My goodness. I don't think many of us have any idea of how many people in our own country are going to bed every night hungry and not knowing where their next meal is going to come from. And I really had no idea that Oklahoma ranks in the top 5 states in the nation. And, thanks to you and your donors and volunteers and advocates, talk about an organization. I mean, you really are fighting hunger and you really are feeding hope. And I see this, how important it is then to take that next step, which is, the old idea of, giving someone a fish versus teaching them how to fish. And that's where you take the program to the next place. Let's talk about that a little.
Sure. Well, so Urban Harvest, which is what I spend all my time doing, we are the educational gardening program at the food bank. We're 100% organic, so we're not certified because we share the facility with the food bank, and we can't be, but that's okay by us. And we even go a little bit further than that. So there are lots of things, as you well know, that our OMRI approved that we wouldn't use because there are things that have to be able to be applied by kids. So everything that we do is youth-focused. So like I say, for example, I wouldn't have like an 8-year-old go spray ag vinegar.
No.
Because that's not something that an 8-year-old should do.
That's right.
So, you know, we spend a lot of our time in Urban Harvest just talking about fresh food, what it is, where it comes from. And we do hundreds and hundreds of kids every year that come on field trips and tours. And we spend a lot of time on those field trips and tours just engaging kids both physically and educationally in the act of gardening. And we see that over the long run has had a really positive impact on kids' impressions about what fresh food is and where it comes from. A quick example of that, I guess this is 2 years ago. It was our second year starting at one of our after-school programs that we go to regularly. You know, every week we were harvesting what we were growing at work, taking the food out to the kids, cooking it, and then having them take some home to their families. And right when we came back in August, when school started again, all the kids wanted to know was if there was more broccoli. Because they they'd liked the broccoli so much. A bunch of them had never had broccoli before. We had made it in May. I think we made a stir fry or something with it. And so, like, the first day they were like, where's the broccoli? Where's the broccoli?
My goodness.
So, that's great. We all like the broccoli. Now let's talk about how the broccoli doesn't grow in the summer. So we need to take the next step. You know what it is and you like it. Now let's make sure that we all know how it grows and where it comes from. So those are the things that are the most important to us. And, you know, I am just, even though I've been doing this for, you know, a while now, I am just constantly shocked at what kids don't know about food in general, especially fresh food. And this is actually last week. We were picking plums out of our orchard, and I had a tour of kids that came through that weren't particularly low-income kids. They were just like some kids who were coming on a separate tour because they'd been volunteering. And so I had all of these plums sitting in our harvest tubs on the cart, and the girl looks at and the plums, and this girl was, I don't know, maybe 12, 13. She goes, "What are those?" "Those are plums." And she goes, "A what?" I said, it's a plum. "Well, can I have one?" I was like, "Yeah, sure." And so she eats it. She's like, "This is amazing."
Oh.
And she'd never eaten a plum before.
There you go. We're going to take another quick break. We're going to take another quick break. Mason, oh, my gosh, you have the most amazing stories. They're so loving and meaningful. And we're going to come right back for those of you who are listening. If you want to give us a call, you can always give us a call at 877-300-7645. We'll be right back.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Welcome back. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, and you are listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, which stands for Environmentally and Sustainably Yours. And with me is Mason Weaver. He is a star with all the things that he does. Urban Harvest Director of the Regional Food Bank of Oklahoma, where their mission is fighting hunger and feeding hope. Welcome back, Mason.
Thank you so much, Sherry.
You bet. Say, let's segue here into your, you've got an amazing program called the Seeds of Hope Program. Let's talk a little bit about that. I want everyone to hear, wow, the stuff that you guys are doing when it comes to seeds.
Oh, thank you. So Seeds of Hope is something that we're really excited about moving forward with. It's something we've been talking about for a couple of years. In this last year, because of a very generous donation from the Oklahoma County Farm Bureau, we were able to do it. Basically, we spent the last couple of years trying to figure out how we can get garden seed to our clients in food pantries. And it was just cost prohibitive. The amount of money that we were going to have to spend to buy retail packets to redistribute was just, there was just no way we could afford to do the program. So when the Oklahoma County Farm Bureau approached me and said, hey, you know, we have a little bit of money we'd like to donate. What could you do with it? I made some phone calls and we figured out that, for about 25 cents a packet, we can order bulk seed, have low-cost packets printed, and then have volunteers fill those packets. And then we were able to put them in our food pantry. So this year we just did Oklahoma County. That's what the grant was for. And we distributed 6,000 packets of seed to, I think, like 22 food pantries in Oklahoma County. And Oklahoma County is a really large county. We have a lot of pantries in it. And so we spread it around sort of all the corners of the county. A lot of Oklahoma County is rural. as well as including most of Oklahoma City. And it's something I'm really excited about. We'll be doing more this year. Our goal is to at least double the program every year over the next couple of years until we can get to a point where it's something that is available for all of our food pantries to carry. The response from it has just been amazing. I have had the first week that we sent the first shipment of them out, every single pantry that had gotten them in was out and needed more. The response was just great from them. And our goal with it isn't necessarily to get people who have never gardened before, you know, to garden. And it's great if that's a byproduct of it. But, you know, one of the things about food insecurity, about low-income seniors, about living the kind of lifestyle that a lot of our clients live, where you're not sure where your next meal comes going to come from, you're not sure how you're going to be able to pay your rent and your medical bills, is that, you know, continuing to garden can become a luxury that you can't afford. I'm sure most of your listeners have bought seeds retail at some point, and they're not cheap. And a lot of that is the packaging and the fact that, you know, most people don't need to buy, you know, 20 pounds of squash seeds at a time to get the kind of price break that you get when you buy in bulk. And so because we're able to use volunteer labor, and it's packing seeds is really fun. It's probably the most fun we had last winter everybody sitting around. We had a really cold winter here, too, so there's a bunch of stuff we couldn't do outside. So I got to run a lot of fun volunteer groups where we just, like, I mean, literally took giant buckets of seed and tablespoons and then scooped seed into packets and sealed them up. But the fact that program has allowed us to make sure that we can keep the people who are already gardening, and keep them, you know, producing food for themselves, I think is really, really important.
Well, and not only that, you know, you're the empowerment of so many people having access, and then the, you know, I guess the next thing that happens is people start saving seeds, and you're able to create your, at some point, your own seed bank. I'm sure you've got that. You're
exactly
thinking about that, too. And I also love that you give out over 6,000 seedlings for 35 community gardens in Oklahoma as well. And that's really incredible. Where do the seedlings come from? Are you growing them yourselves, or?
Oh yeah, we grow them all in our greenhouse. So we have a normal size 96-foot greenhouse. And actually, as to seed saving, all the seed that we use, both in Seeds of Hope and for our seedlings, is all heirloom or open pollinated. So anyone who wants to save seeds off of those is able to save true seed off of it. Yeah, we do a lot. We spend a lot of January and February seeding trays. It's a lot of fun, and I really like doing it. It's every year there's sort of that, and I'm sure this has happened to you and anyone else in your listening audience that grows from seed, where you know, like intellectually, that when you put the seeds in the tray and you put them on the heating mats, you know that you did it right and you know that they're going to come up, but it's like a miracle every time they come up anyway.
It really is.
and there's like that sigh of relief. You're like, okay, everything germinated. That's great. We make our own mix from our own worm castings. This year, for the first time, we were able to not buy any outside castings at all. So 100% of the castings we use in our seedling mix, which is 5 parts coconut coir, 4 parts worm castings, and 1 part medium vermiculite, those all came from waste produce that we saved out of the landfill from the food bank. We do a lot of composting on site. Last year, we composted about 30,000 pounds of bad produce. I also go pick up coffee grounds from a local coffee roaster here in town. The worms really like that. But because we get a lot of produce donated, like I think last year we got about 9 million pounds of produce donated as an organization, not everything that comes in is good. And so we try to divert as much of that as we can back into our compost and into the worms. So we'll mix the coffee grounds and leaves and waste fruit in our worm bins, and the worms eat through that. And then we use all of that finished fine worm castings to grow all of our seedlings every year.
That is fantastic. I love that you're completely, not completely, but you're becoming more and more sustainable on your own. I love that you have a soil mix. Now, is that also something that people have access to, or you're just using it in the creation of the seedlings? How does that work?
Yeah, we just make it ourselves. We just buy, blocks of coconut coir in bulk. I'd love to get us to a point someday where we had enough both compost and worm castings to be able to share with community gardens, but right now we use 100% of what we have and could easily use 2 or 3 times what we're currently producing. I will say, if for your listeners who are composting, we have found that raked leaves run through a chipper shredder, then rebagged and left to sit for the rest of the season are the absolute best carbon that we've ever used in the compost. It's completely changed our composting. We tried a variety of things in the past, and it's really worked better than anything else. We do a leaf drive every year now where we ask people to bring us their raked bagged leaves. And we have a couple of neighborhoods in Oklahoma City that have really large old-growth trees in them that we've partnered with. In 2012, we picked up about 300 bags of leaves. In 2013, we picked up about 700 bags of leaves. My goal for this fall is between, 12 and 1,400 bags of leaves. We run them all through a chipper shredder, and then we rebag them into reusable sandbags, and then just use them all year to compost.
That's amazing. What an organization. I don't know how anybody could keep it all together. It's just incredible what you're doing. And we're going to take another quick break. But Mason, when we come back, I'd like you to talk a little bit about apples to the brink and back. I know there's something that's dear to your heart. So we're going to come right back. For those of you who are listening, if you've got a question for either one of us, it's 877-300-7645. Don't go away.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-PLUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, All bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry. And with me is Mason Weaver, who is the... You are one heck of a leader. He's the Urban Harvest Director of the Regional Food Bank of Oklahoma. I don't know how you get it all done, and you're so organized. And I know a lot of what you're doing is also a lot of fun, working with kids and the Kids Cafe and, you know, just all the community activities. But one of the things that you started to talk about at one point was this idea of saving seeds and the diversity and using heirlooms. And you have a beautiful blog that I think everybody should know about, and it's the regionalfoodbank.org, which is your website, and then of course you can just go to the blog from there. But I loved reading, of course, the apples to the brink and back, so let's talk a little bit about that.
Sure. That's a project that we did a couple of years ago, and we still do things like that. I haven't done that one again. But basically, when you're out in the community talking to kids, especially elementary school kids, about what food is and what kinds of food they like, the idea that there are more than one kind of any fruit or vegetable is often mind-blowing to them. Like now when I do tours, we're talking about tomatoes and we're tasting a lot of different kinds of tomatoes, from all the different varieties we grow every year. And you ask a kid, how many different kinds of tomatoes are there? Their answers are like 5, or like sometimes if they're really adventurous, like 100, and then all they just laugh because they think they're being funny. And I'm like, well, there are like 5,000 tomato cultivars. That we currently know about, and probably another 10,000, that are lost to time. And that idea is just mind-blowing to them. So a couple of years ago we did an activity where I went and bought every single different kind of variety of apple that I could find. And we cut them up, and I just had kids taste test them. And if you show a kid a row of apples and you ask them, which of these apples do you want to eat, they're almost all going to point at the red delicious, because it's what they visually, key on as being, quote, an apple. Like, the idea of appleness is embodied in, the shape and color and stem of a red delicious. But when you actually cut them up, none of them ever pick the red delicious. Against red delicious apples.
Generally not that delicious.
They don't taste like anything.
They're
bred not to taste like anything. Mm-hmm. They're bred to, travel for thousands of miles and to look nice. Mm-hmm. So, typically, I found that when you're doing that activity, kids really, really, really like Honeycrisps, which are a new cultivar, but a delicious cultivar. And they tend very much, unsurprisingly, toward the dessert apples, so things that are crisp and sweet. And they're sort of in mildly indifferent to, like, you know, Jonathan's and things that are cooking apples mostly. But they really like Granny Smith's, which are, I mean, obviously a delicious variety. They're for a very particular thing. They're the thing that, one of the things I prefer, and they're, while widely produced, that's still a traditional apple. But there are, I mean, there are so many apple cultivars that you could never, that you will never eat, because they just don't exist anymore. You know, prior to World War II, there were, I think, somewhere around, like, you know, 6,500, 7,000 apple cultivars that existed in, you know, home and small-scale commercial orchards in America. And today there are, like, you know, 140 or 150 that we have access to, and maybe 15 of those are grown commercially. So there's a huge amount of diversity in cultivar that I think is really important. But I think even a lot of home gardeners, and beyond just talking about apples, sort of, I don't know if I've not paid attention to or are not aware of, you know, the varieties of tomato that we grow for our community gardeners are things that we've tested and that we know work well. You know, I often get, when someone hasn't come and picked up tomatoes from us before, they'll say, you know, well, I like a big round red slicer. Well, that's, I mean, sure, everybody does, but big round red slicers have a tendency to crack and cassate horribly in Oklahoma, because we go through periods of, you know, like huge amounts of rain and then absolutely nothing. So we've really shifted to growing more small tomatoes because, frankly, they just do better. Like this year we've got black plums, black cherries, sun gold violet, Eva Purple Ball, Guernsey Island. We do a lot of Arkansas Travelers, which are very, very reliable for us, and then some Cherokee Purples. But so, I mean, if for your listeners that grow tomatoes, like, the things you don't hear on that list are, like, a beefsteak, a better boy, an early girl. Those just aren't varieties that we grow because they don't necessarily taste that great all the time. And so the things that we're doing, we try to select both for flavor and for, you know, for hardiness and for things that grow really, really well here. I mean, obviously the Cherokee Purple and Arkansas Traveler are, you know, medium to large. But we get more production off of the same amount of black plums than we do off of almost anything else because they're just impossibly hardy and they just keep producing.
I love it when we take advantage of, you know, what works with our own terroir and, you know, with our own environment. Every environment is a little different, and so that's one of the things that's so nice about seed banks these days is that people are saving seeds, that particularly the ones that taste the best and grow, you know, for whatever the climate is, whether it's, you know, humid, overly, you know, lots of rain, no rain, whatever it might be. And so I really appreciate your blog. It's beautifully written, and there's some great pictures of you and others in it. So I hope that everybody will get a chance to look at it. And that's, again, Regional Food Bank, REGIONAL, foodbank.org. We've got just a few more minutes, about 3 minutes to go, and there's so much to cover. What would you like to cover right now so that I make sure that we get your message out and people hear about how they can become involved and, you know, whatever you would like to talk about here for the next 3 minutes?
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, one of the things that when people ask me, you know, I'm a home gardener, what can I do? Some of your listeners may be familiar with the Garden Writers of America's program, Plant a Row, for the hungry. And one of the best things that anybody with a home garden can do is grow food and then take it to a food pantry. Our food pantries, especially food pantries in low-income areas, have a really hard time getting good quality fresh produce. So if you can just plant an extra row of squash, because who can ever eat all the squash that they grow, really? I mean, there's a lot of it. It just comes and comes and comes, and you find yourself out there, like, just cutting the squash. And like, what am I going to do with all this? There's only so much zucchini bread that a person can make.
That's right.
It is.
That's wonderful, though. Yes.
If you have an extra raised bed, if you have, you know, if you're doing in-ground, if you have, you know, an extra, you know, 40-foot row that you can say, this is the food that I'm going to grow, that I'm going to give to people in need. That is huge. If you have a food pantry in your area that has a community garden, if your church has extra space that you could put in a community garden to grow food to give to your food pantry, to low-income people, like those are the things that are just are life-changing for people. There's an endless amount of food that needs to be grown for the people that we need to help. And there are people out there who want to do something to help those people that's really direct, and that's the thing that they can do. If you just stop by your local food pantry and say, hey, I'm a gardener, what do you need? What do your clients want? I can't imagine a food pantry saying we don't want your help. They always need food because there will always be people that need food. If your listeners aren't either don't have extra space in their gardens, because I know that space is at a premium, if you can just go volunteer at your local food bank. There's almost everybody has a food bank within driving distance of them, and they need your help, either in their garden or just like packing food, and helping out operationally. American food banks need your help.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Mason. You have been wonderful today, and I'm so grateful to everything you're doing. My hat's off to you. I'm saluting you, and thank you to you and all of your organization. And for those of you who are listening, we will be back next week with another amazing guest. So please go and make it a great, easy, organic gardening week. This is Sherry Herrera, Dave Fry.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.